Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to the one and only Super View Show's Mixed Bag, coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I am joined by the star-filled panel of panelists here at the Super View Show. I'm joined by my esteemed panelist, Bill Murphy. How are you doing, Bill?
Evening, folks.
Yes, Justin is back once again. How are you doing, Justin?
I'm doing good.
And Allison is back once again. Allie, how are you doing?
Did I sign up for this?
Maybe you didn't. Who knows?
Am I in the right place?
You're doing great. Don't worry. I promise. And Justin is having his thumbs up for whatever reason. That's okay, though.
No, because it's so much fun.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I'm the only one who is using their iPhone in this chat.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So I get all the perks of the iPhone, which includes this thumbs up.
Amazing.
Excuse me.
I wasn't sure if that was the soft. You're dealing
with a really bad foot and walking on your side of it.
Ooh.
Painful.
Allie's injured, I take it.
Yes.
So I can do a thumbs down, too.
Yeah, that's the poor
Let's just say walk standing on your feet for 12 hours every day.
That's never fun, and I know, and I had foot surgery.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Rough. No, but I'm sure everyone's enjoying the new software that we have that we're doing our shows live with now. Anyways, I digress, but we have a fun, very and interesting topic to say. Bill, what do we got for tonight, bud?
Well, it is Black History Month.
Here in the U.S. and across the world, it is Black History Month.
Well, we honor the contributions to our society that African Americans have made.
Yes.
And tonight, we've decided that we're going to talk about the contributions they made to music. And we are, of course, talking about, drum roll, please, Motown.
Yes, our favorite Motown songs or artists that kind of coincide with each other there on what artists and songs we like by Motown era artists. Now, before we go any further, when Bill and I did our music through the decades in 2022, a while ago now, I had hiccups. We actually talked about Motown records a little bit back then. For those who don't know and don't know what the hell we're talking about, Motown Records was a record company from 1959 until 1988, founded by Berry Gordy in the U.S., and he was a pioneer of taking a street corner band or an artist of black musicians, polishing them up so they could star on the Ed Sullivan Show and kill. And thus, we have some of the best, quote-unquote, black music ever created, in my opinion.
And wasn't this all in Detroit?
Yes, it was.
Why
it
called Motown?
Yeah, it is. And Detroit. It was Detroit, Michigan, where Motown started. It was all there. So, but yeah. But we have a very good show.
Sorry, Cleveland. They have something up on you.
Yeah,
there was a good musical on Broadway when it was there, because I did see that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So, anyways, let's get to it, shall we? Shall we discuss all things? Oh, this is a nice setup here. I love our new software. I have to just tell you guys.
I do, too. It's very nice.
It's very, very fancy.
Yeah. So, if you like it, then like this. Just like this channel. That's all.
Subscribe? Because
give that thumbs up, Bell. Click.
You give the
thumbs up. Or as Anita Ward would say, ring. No, no. That's ring my bell, but ring that bell.
Yeah, you know why you should like, comment, and subscribe? You know why?
Why?
Because we the best podcast.
No, we are.
We the best podcast.
We're not best.
We're doing
the best podcast.
Let me put it into your words. I say we ain't best. We gooch.
We gooch.
We're the Gucci's.
All right, we're doing great, everyone. Don't worry. No, but seriously. So anyway,
you might have the best music. He doesn't, but we the best podcast.
Yes, we the best podcast, everyone. Motown, shall we get to it? Who wants to go first?
Are we talking artists or are we talking songs?
Let's see where it goes. Let's go artists first.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to start with one that I think, if I can remember from that Motown musical, the one that started the whole success of it was a song called My Guy by Mary.
Nothing you can say, tear me with my
I don't know what, guy. I think it was hitting... I'm trying to do some research here. It was probably the first song that hit I think the top 100 or something, or the top 10. It was like the top song of 1964.
Okay.
There was a reason for this. Hold on. I hate Wikipedia, but sometimes you gotta use Wikipedia for things. Mainly, it's about a woman's rejection of sexual advance and affirmation of her fidelity to her boyfriend, who is her ideal and with whom she is happy despite his ordinary and physical looks. It was the first one to hit number one in the U.S. Billboard 100.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the first ever hit for Wells. The first, it was Motown's first female star as well.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's actually really interesting, needless to say.
Needless to say, that is very interesting.
Indeed.
So, and unfortunately, this is like a one-hit wonder for Mary Wells.
Oh.
I think she sang this at her 21 at the time, this song. Yeah, she was about 21. No, close to being 20. She was 20 when she recorded it.
She was 21 at the time she recorded it?
Like 20 going on 21.
Nothing you could take me away from my guy.
Woo!
God. Okay.
And this actually was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999.
Hmm.
I didn't know there was a Hall of Fame for songs.
Is it the Songwriters Hall of Fame or no? Am I thinking the wrong thing?
Yeah,
it's there is a Songwriters Hall of Fame.
That's right. I forgot about that. I know because I heard about, like, John Bon Jovi got into it at one point too. So I forget why. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. He sang
about Tommy and Gina. That's why.
Yeah. Aside from that, I'm just saying. Anyways, but my guy, a good pick, Allie. I like it. You're welcome. Bill, my esteemed partner in crime here.
Okay, should we pull out the big guns or should we wait for the big guns?
Let's hold off a little bit. What are some, like, do you have any obscure songs or artists you got or no?
There is actually a, okay, can I go semi-big guns?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, there is a song, and I really like this song. It's by The Spinners.
Who we saw.
Is it Working My Way Back to You?
Oh, that's them.
No, that's a cover of The Four Seasons, but go on.
Okay.
But a song that I think about when I think of The Spinners is the song Rubber Band Man.
Great
song.
Oh. Okay.
Walking cane. And hurry now, don't be late, because we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we... Hey, hey y'all, prepare yourselves for the rubber band.
That's
I wish I could go back to Infinity War and just listen to that.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know. That was a great intro to the Guardians.
Hell yeah. It was awesome.
And did you know how I actually discovered this song? And it's actually a funny story.
Good.
It all started just in flashback music. Thank you. The year was, I want to say it was 2010.
Wow.
Anyway, but I remember, okay, has anyone ever heard of this show? It was popular in the 70s and 80s. It was called The Midnight Special.
No.
No.
Am I the only person who knows these weird obscure stuff?
You may have. I'm not
sure. Congratulations, Bill. You have earned that badge of honor.
Should I be proud of this, Justin, or not really? Anyway, The Midnight Special was a show that they would have music artists every week. So it was sort of kind of like Saturday Night Live, except it didn't have comedy sketches. But anyway.
SNL without the comedy.
Yeah,
SNL's used to that.
It was mostly music-based. And they were showing they were showing like one of those infomercials for get the Midnight Special DVDs. And they had like all of them who were playing, and then it had the Spinners, the Rubber Band Man. Or, you know, just the Spinners. And I remember, okay, I was young. My brother and I would look, okay, this was before my music taste was more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
It had the Spinners guys on stage in their matching outfits and then dancing, and me and my brother were just sitting there laughing at them. I'm getting canceled for this one, aren't I, Justin?
Yep. Hashtag cancel Bill.
Oh, come cancel on. Bill. 15 or 16 years old.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
But Bill, anyway. It's time for your apology tour.
Okay, I'm sorry for laughing at them. Please accept my apology. Thank you all. Good night and God bless. But anyway.
Go to bed. God bless.
Anyway, my brother and I, we actually looked up the video of that, and we were laughing at them because, again, we were dumb teenagers and didn't have taste in music.
Shame, but, Bill.
But then as we got older, or as I got older, and I'm like, hey, this is actually a really good song. Hey, y'all, prepare yourselves for the Rubber Band Man. I'm like, wow. And it's such a fun song. It is such a fun song. And the funny thing is, as JT said, we saw them live.
We did. Bill and I and our dear friend Vinny and Jan, we saw the Spinners, the Average White Band, and Kool and the Gang live at a venue near us, actually. It was actually a really fun show, needless to say.
Yes, it was.
It was great.
Yeah, but it's not the original lineup. They're all...
No, there's actually one original guy when we saw him.
Oh, really? There is?
Well, now he's dead. Now, but there's the one original guy that we saw. I forget which one we saw, but
I thought Kool and the Gang was Motown. Apparently they're not.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm. They're more I did send you guys a whole list of other artists who actually, I'd be surprised, actually were part of Motown. Through Def Jam, in a way.
Sort of.
But anyway, no, but the Spinners, Rubber Band Man, and how they did this one performance on Midnight Special, and they're like playing with the rubber band, and they have like someone from the audience coming up and like pulling it with them. You want to see it move? Hey, y'all, prepare yourselves for the Rubber Band Man.
That's funny.
Yeah. It is a fun song, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next.
Justin.
Okay, so when I think Motown, I'm thinking that classic 60s sound, and I don't think there's many groups that have that sound down pat better than the Four Tops.
Mm.
Reach Out. I'll be there.
Great song. Great song. Actually, I saw them live too. And I saw them with the original member who just died a couple months back.
Oh, wow.
Not Levi Stubbs, the other guy. Duke, I forget his name. All of a sudden, oh my God. But I saw him, and he alone did My Way by Sinatra. That was really cool.
Nice. Well, the first time I heard that song, I kid you not, I was a church.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, so when I was in school, I did go to a Sunday mass, an evening mass. And, you know, I had a really cool priest, and he would have the music, and it's usually like a popular song. Usually a classic song, but you know, there's sometimes they'll have like a modern song in there. And this is one of the songs he closed the night out with. And I was like,
I'll be there.
And you know, the priest would go on and on about how reaching out and saying, I'll be there, that's something, you know, of course, putting that spiritual, what would Jesus do, isms into it. But I really did dig the song. I also dig, what is it called? Sugar Pie Honey Bunch?
Yep. Can't help myself.
Yep. But it's really Reach Out, I'll Be There. That's the one that, really sticks out in my head.
Nice. All right.
I'll be there.
Great use of horses, too.
Great use of what?
Horses.
Horses.
Yeah, the galloping horses in the song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
Hashtag Justin was right.
Damn it. Are you going to be making shirts that say that?
Yes, we are. Visit our Superfuture merch store at teespring.com. The thumbs up are going up. All right, my turn.
Yep.
All right. So out of all of the Motown era bands or artists I have either seen or loved or cherished over the years, there's only, well, it's a funny story actually with what I'm about to say. So I actually almost saw, I was in Manhattan because like I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'm not telling you where we are, but we are located in radius of New York City, where we do our show and where we live. And well, not some of us, because Allie is no longer with us here, unfortunately. We miss you a lot. But
she's still alive, people.
She's not dead, don't worry. She's doing great.
If she's dead, then who's that?
Anyways, so no, I digress. I actually almost saw the Drifters. I'm 95% sure they're Motown too, but I nearly saw them live as a band in 2017, 2018. I was in Manhattan for one night. I was right by BB King's Blues Bar in House near Times. What's that?
House of Blues?
The House of Blues. Yeah. Yes. I forget exactly what the name it was, but it was BB King's House of Blues. And the Drifters were there that night. I could have gone in. I could have seen them, but I did not. And they have a very famous song called Under the Boardwalk.
Doom. Doom.
Under the Boardwalk.
Oh, when the sun beats down and when
under the boardwalk
off the roof.
It's a
fantastic.
It's a fantastic song. I mean, it truly, it's one of those, it came in like 61 or 62, I think. But it is one of those very, very great shows that just like, it's a great song where it's just, it's a classic song. And it's actually funny. For those of you who don't know, the song Stand By Me by Benny King. Benny King
from the Drifters.
He was from the Drifters. So that song that just passed a billion streams on Spotify, known as Stand By Me, not too long ago. It passed a billion streams on Spotify. The Drifters, Benny King came out of the Drifters, but the Drifters had that hit song Under the Boardwalk, which is just such I would make the argument it's one of a quintessential, like just relaxing at the beach music. It's like,
yeah.
Perfect song.
It's a really good song. I'm going to have to insist to Catherine that we listen to that when we go to Cape Cod this year.
Smart move, my friend. Smart move.
That is a very smart move, my dear friend.
So, the Drifters were one of those bands, and this song just epitomizes it to me. But yes, I did almost see, under the Drifters live. I did not, though. Unfortunately, I did not, because
why didn't you?
because, well, for starters, I was there. I would have gotten there late. I would have had to get a table, sit down, enjoy the show. I would have had to rush everything, but I didn't. I was very close to it, though. Apparently, they were also covering Foreigners Feels Like the First Time in the same set, which is very interesting. So, I don't know.
If anyone has a recording of that, please let us know.
If the Drifters doing Foreigner, please let us know how it is.
You know what their compensation for it is? Helping good friends. Isn't that the best thing of all? Helping good friends.
Is it though, Bill? No, I'm just kidding. No, but needless to say, this is a great song. If you never heard it, it's a perfect, just right by the bay, right by the beach song. So great song overall.
You know what version I think people need to hear of that?
What?
In 2012, after Hurricane Sandy hit, there was a telethon, not 12-12-12 that we talked about, but there was a telethon. And there was a cover version of the song by Jimmy Fallon, Steven Tyler, Billy Joel, and JT's Lord and Savior, Bruce Springsteen. It was it's actually a very good version. And I remember at the end of the show, John Stewart goes, Jimmy Fallon is a bold man taking the mic from Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, and Steven Tyler.
It's like that one episode of Curvy Enthusiasm where Larry G gave Bruce Springsteen COVID.
Oh, dear God. Thanks, Bill.
We also just want to say tonight's episode is Motown Classics being butchered by awkward white folk.
Yeah, we're all white.
Happy Black History Month, folks.
Yeah,
but literally. You know what? We still love the music. We still love the music, and that's why we're talking about it. Mm-hmm.
It's timeless, though. You listen, guys, no matter what we say, though, listen, I'm sure for those of you who watch us live or listen to us for any period of time, we are white people. But we love black music too. I mean, that's just music has no color.
But you know what? Why should we call this black music? This is just music.
Maybe because it's by the artist, like the artist who created it. No,
I don't know. Consider it music because Justin, didn't you tell me like there was a time when?
Guys, I don't think we should be having this conversation on air.
But flag.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, cue me out for a minute, guys.
Really quick. And then you abstain. Go ahead.
Berry Gordy, I think why he was such a genius.
My fault.
Was he took music
mm-hmm.
that was probably, that would have probably just been considered for African American audiences, but he made it mainstream.
You swiped right with what I was going to say. The dude, if I'm not going to steal Bill's thunder, but I'm just going to say, if you've never done the research on Berry Gordy, do research on him. He's like 95, I think.
He's 95, and he's still kicking. God bless him.
God bless.
God 95.
Yeah, he actually got a Kennedy Center honoree in 2021, I think, actually, or 2020 for 2021. Yeah.
So. Yeah, but that's what you got to look at it. Like, he made this music mainstream.
He wanted black artists to have a white audience, and he succeeded.
Oh, he absolutely succeeded. Now, Justin, was that as scary as you thought I was? What I was going to say?
This part of the show has been brought to you by... I'm just kidding.
Me! Bill!
It's Bill's turn. I'm just kidding. I digress. We're having a good time. Anyways, you're right, though. You're right.
That's the way you got to look at it, though. He made this music mainstream so white audiences could enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, I don't think we should look at music as black music or white music. We should look at it as music. And music that everyone can enjoy.
Give this man a medal.
Yes, I won the Nobel Prize. I'd like to thank you all for your support.
I was thinking the Nobel Prize, too, actually, which is even funnier.
And a beer.
And a beer.
Yeah, I need a beer for this. anyway.
What are you more excited for, the Nobel Prize or a beer?
Mm.
How about I get both? If I ever win a Nobel Prize, I'm going to be up there with my speech drinking a beer. Think people will like me, or do you think they'll go, this guy's an idiot? Okay. We're done. I'm done. But anyway. Okay. It's my turn, right?
I went, and then we talked about Barry Gordy. So is it Alice? Is Alice turn, right?
It's me. Or? I've been waiting this whole time.
Right. Sorry about that. We cut you off.
I've been waiting patiently.
We cut you off.
Let me say this to you guys. I mean, you guys have broke my heart. I couldn't dance. And you guys didn't even want me around. No, it's not that.
Oh, I tried. Sorry about that. Anyways.
But I'm back to let you know that I can really shake them down.
Do.
I mean, do you love me?
Do you love me?
Do you love?
Do you love?
I mean, that's the other one. It's kind of like one of those underrated Motown songs.
It was a one and one.
That you hear everywhere. You can hear a freaking Dirty Dancing.
And weddings, too.
Oh, yeah.
It is such an earworm.
It is.
And it has been covered by many people, too, which is weird.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Allie. This is going to be stuck in my head for the next week and a half.
Good.
Watch me now.
It actually peaked number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks, starting in October of 1962. Wow.
Work it out, baby.
And this is according to music journalist Dave Marsh. Do You Love Me is representative of Gordy's talent as a musician, producer, arranger, and songwriter. It's not only a classic rock and roll, but a tribute to stature as the greatest backstage talent in rock history. It's a musical overlap of rhythm, blues, pop, rock, roll.
And roll. How can we forget roll?
Mm-hmm.
Roll's my favorite genre.
Oh!
Especially the Hawaiian rolls. They're sweet.
You know what rolls are good? The Texas Roadhouse rolls.
Yes.
Of course.
I'm partial to the Cheesecake Factory's roll.
Well, but speaking of this song,
delicious.
I mean, I figured that I was also doing more research, and yet somehow Motown came back to being its own thing in 2021. You gotta go back to the roots of this. As much as those new artists out there are trying to kick it.
I really like this song.
So underrated as a Motown song.
You know what it is? I think this was a song that got popular for its use in the movie Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I insane?
No, you're right.
I've never actually seen it.
Oh, Mr. Movie Nerd here has never seen Dirty Dancing.
Oh, God. He's going to jump right into Patrick Swayze's arms.
He's
and then be molded into play.
He's not having
the time. Oh, no, that's Ghost. That's Ghost.
He's not having the time of his life right now, folks.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, no. But no, I think this song got popular for its use in Dirty Dancing.
And yeah,
it became a wedding staple, too.
Really?
I mean... It's played at a lot of weddings and a lot of parties. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How come we can never hear these songs nowadays?
That's a good question. We want some answers, don't we?
No, we don't know when the answers will be, but until then, I yield.
All right. You heard it first. It's Do You Love Me by the Contours of the early 60s. If not, if it was 59, maybe. I don't even know.
1962.
So, thank you. Sorry about that. I'm doing great. I swear. Justin, right? I'm sorry. I'm losing track of where we're going.
Okay. Time to bring out a little bit of a bigger gun.
Okay.
Wait, the slingshot?
I'm going with Commodores.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Commodore song are we talking?
Take easy. Are you easy like Sunday morning?
With a young Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Take easy.
Don't sue us. But yes. Facts though. Big facts. This is a great song, but go on.
It is a great song. And here's the thing. I'm not the biggest Lionel Richie fan.
Fair enough.
He's just a little soft for my taste. But for this one, I don't know. There's just a certain je ne sais quoi about it. Maybe it's just because it's the earliest Lionel Richie-related song I know. Because I've known this song since I was 8 years old. But yeah, it probably is my favorite. Although Brick House is a lot of fun, too.
Brick House.
Hey, since you were talking
is about... Is that Brick?
I was going to bring that up.
You forgot, Lady, You Bring Me Up?
What?
You know the song Treasure by Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
Pretty much he copied off that copy off the Commodores.
Got it.
So, anyway. Yeah, no. I love Brick House. Do 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 do. Oh, she's a brat.
Ouch.
She's lighting my head, just letting it all hang out. Oh, she's a brat. House.
Great song, great off a great album too by the Commodores.
This is how the story goes. How does it go, Lionel? Could she wear her sexy way? It's such a good song. I think this is when we were getting more into like the disco funk era of Motown.
Yeah. You're right.
And not like the, you know, because I felt like we had, you know, the original era was, you know, the Four Tops, the Supremes, the Temptations. We'll talk about the Supremes and the Temptations, I'm sure, very shortly. But I think this is when they were going more into like their disco funk era. And I do like the Commodore. And Justin, I protest. Lionel Richie's actually pretty good.
The Billy doth protest too much, methinks.
Methinks. Justin is too opinionated.
Ooh, hot take.
But we don't have Michael Buffer to scream. Let's get ready to rumble. He costs too much. Anyway, I know Commodore was very, very good band.
I mean, how could you not talk about them?
How can you not talk about the Commodores?
Is it my turn now or no?
It is your turn.
Well, listen, guys, I got to tell you the truth. Something. And I got to tell myself this every once in a while, but you can't hurry love.
You just have to wait.
I have that song on my list.
Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? You swiped right.
With probably all of you.
Yeah.
Anything that poor bed.
Jesus Christ. Wow, we had to go there.
Justin, we keep this show classy.
We keep it classy like Frasier. But no, but this is a great song. Phil Collins' version is overplayed. They should play the original version more, but that's me. That's just me.
I can agree.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, the Supremes, in general, like, the first, like, female group that like really just is still in the public consciousness today. You know, like they had tons of hits.
Let's see here. Baby Love, Keep Me Hanging On.
Can't Hurry Love. What should we talk about?
Can't Hurry Love.
Where Did Our Love Go?
Where Did Our Love Go? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Love Go.
And that's just with the Supremes. We didn't even get into Diana Ross's solo stuff.
I actually have this album too, more. It's by the Supremes. Stop in the Name of Love, Back in My Arms Again, Nothing But Heartaches. You know, it's funny.
What?
In the 80s, like when the Bangles and the Go-Go's were making famous songs and stuff like that too. I'm not trying to sound sexist to anyone out there when I say this, but or biased in any way, but like apparently
JT, be careful.
Oh, I am. I'm being very cautious with my words in the next few minutes. But in all seriousness, the most news reporters back then in the 80s were like, oh my God, a woman can write a song. That was legitimately the thinking, the thought process. And you know, it's this the sad and ironic part is that if you go to the songwriting credits for You Can't Hurry Love or Baby Love or Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles or stuff like that or Be My Baby by the Ronettes, these are all, I just touched on a few there, but like they're all written by one woman artist. No other co-writers. They knew how to produce songs on their own. And that's not to sound gender biased. That's just how it was. That's how it always is and it always will be.
Yeah.
So there you go, Justin. I didn't get us canceled. Don't worry.
I think Justin's worried that we're going to get us canceled tonight.
Yeah, because then I had to hire a crisis PR firm. And with the whole thing with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, that's the last thing I want to do.
Dude, it could be worse. You know who you could hire?
Who?
The New Orleans Saints front office. I'll tell you off air.
Is that a football joke?
It's something that we don't discuss on air. I'll tell you when we're done.
Fair enough.
You know what? Because we talked about it on SIP on Monday. Go listen to that.
Yeah, this was the Sunday Network. Check them out.
We're on all platforms. But anyway.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, but anyways, the Supremes, I had to... When you think of Motown or think of... Or like... this era of music, you have to think of the Supremes.
Oh yeah.
I have the hiccups. Sorry. But yeah, great group overall, just a fantastic group. Some of the best to ever do it. The three women who just took on the world. And Diana Ross still tours. You know that, guys.
Yeah.
She's still out there performing.
How old is she now?
Let's find out really quick. Diana
80s, Ross. I think.
She's 80. And March 26th, she'll be 81.
Wow.
God bless.
And I'm sorry, we do have to mention her solo career a little bit. Because
what do you got?
Ain't No Mountain High Enough alone is just one of the great covers. Because it took the original and just created something completely new with it. Mm-hmm. With her spoken word section transitioning into her saying, I think it actually surpasses the original. Bill, I know you're not a big fan of the original, so what do you think about the Diana Ross version?
You know, I don't know if I've ever listened. I think I might have. I would say it's good. I haven't, the original, actually, believe it or not, has grown on me.
Okay.
God, a lot of songs are growing on me nowadays. Songs I didn't like are now growing on me. Justin, am I getting mellow in my older age?
As long as you don't start listening to crooners all day, every day, I think you'll be okay.
No, that will not happen.
Frank Sinatra all day, baby. Let's go.
Oh, but no, Diana Ross's Ain't No Mountain High Enough is good, and Tammy Terrell and Marvin Gaye's is an absolute classic, though.
Fair enough.
Is an absolute classic. And
my buddy at his wedding just this past May, my buddy and his wife, that was actually their first dance.
Aww.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough was actually like their first dance.
Aww.
See, that's a nice reason for a song to grow on you.
Yeah, well, it was already growing on me. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I think I was in that cynical late teens, early 20s where I started to just like, I knew this is a mainstream music.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Now, I remember we went to see Guardians of the Galaxy, and when that song came on, you're like,
ugh. Oh, come on. That was like over 10 years ago.
Almost 11.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel old, pal.
You're welcome.
Hey, remember, you're only 1 month behind me. So, anyway. But no. I think I do like the Diana Ross version, too. But you can't debate the original. It is a classic.
Oh, it's a classic. I just think I prefer the Diana Ross version a little more.
And to each their own. Opinions are like souls. Everybody has them, and they all stink.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Oh.
But anyway, you know, speaking of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Actually, no, so what, you heard it through the grapevine?
I did hear it through the grapevine.
Now we're getting to the big guns.
All right, and guess what, Justin? Now I have a machine gun.
Ho.
There's our Die Hard reference. But Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine. The soul in his voice, like, my God. Honey, heard it through the grapevine. What are your guys' thoughts on this song?
I think it's great.
It's been a while since I've heard it.
Yeah. I love the song. I've always known the CCR version a little more.
Okay.
Which is insane since it's a 12-minute song.
Yeah, the radio edit is, what, 6 minutes? I don't even know.
So funny story. When I did radio back in college, my co-host and I, we played Heard Through the Grapevine on our show, the CCR version, the album version, and we were like, it just keeps going and going. We gotta do another song soon. We gotta end the song. So we faded out and went to our next song because we were like 5 minutes into the song and it was just solo after solo after solo. We just couldn't.
Was it the Marvin Gaye version or the CCR version?
The CCR. Star version.
And you're like, what do we do? What do we do?
Exactly.
You guys didn't realize this was 12 minutes long.
No. We thought it was like a glitch in the radio system or something.
They're like, hey, guys, this song is 12 minutes long.
Maybe that's just the first side.
Sorry.
Meet each day terror.
Good. Sorry.
Marvin Gaye, and you know it's another song. Okay, we talked about this song 2 weeks ago when we did protest music, but I think it's still worth mentioning. And that is the Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On? And we talked about it 2 weeks ago when we did protest music, but
the song, the lyrics are just so haunting. Mother, mother, there are far too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there are far too many of you dying. You know, we got to find a way to bring some love in here today. And it's just so... And the way, the pain in his voice. The pain in his voice, you can really just feel for him. And you know, and we said this again when we talked about protest music, this song is relevant to today. Because every time we see these crazy ass things that go on, we're always like, what the hell is going on? And then we hear this song in the background in our mind. Well, does everyone have that, or is it that just a me thing?
No, we all do.
But no, we realize that this song has been it's really one of those songs that's timeless because, you know, you understand you understand that it's still relevant to today. And, you know, when you hear, and I think why this song hurts the most is because it makes you think, and I don't want to get too depressing here for you folks, but it makes you think about the way Marvin Gaye died. It is absolutely horrific. Should we tell them or should we ask the good people to look it up?
Let them look it up at their own discretion.
Guys, look it up, but we're going to tell you it's very disturbing. But just how the way he died, it's very... It really makes you think about this song.
Yeah.
Because when that happened, he was probably thinking, what's going on? But you know, why don't we move on to some happier Marvin Gaye songs, shall we?
I've been really trying.
Valentine's Day is coming up, folks. I'm sure that song is probably on your playlist.
Oh, you know it.
But, and also, how sweet it is to be loved by you. I actually first heard that song do the James Taylor cover. But yeah, I didn't know it was a that was a cover until I heard the original Marvin Gaye version of How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Okay.
Great cover.
No, but no, Marvin Gaye will go down as Motown's
golden boy.
It really would.
You know what? I can't believe we didn't bring this up yet.
Wait, golden boy? I think there's someone better who I think would be the golden boy.
Okay, Allie, who do you think is the golden boy?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay.
Good point.
Hey, I was thinking of him. Hey, Allie, guess
what? He's been doing music for what, 60 years now?
Still going? Long time.
And also probably one of few blind musicians. Wasn't Ray Charles also blind?
Ray Charles was also blind.
So it's Roy Orbison.
Really?
That one.
Yeah.
I did not know about Roy.
Oh, yeah, Orbison. Let me just check. Back check myself.
I knew he wore sunglasses. I didn't know he was blind.
Oh, wait, no, he wasn't blind. I'm sorry. I take that back. He had very, very poor vision, though.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, that doesn't count.
No. Or no, like Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder. It's like, I don't think you ever hear blind musicians or during the time, but Stevie Wonder started as a teenager back in the 60s as a little Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
A lot of his music, I think, started more late 60s, early 70s. Superstition, I Wish, Isn't She Lovely, Sign, Seal, Deliver.
What is your favorite Stevie Wonder song, Allie?
Ooh. Tough.
Tough.
I gotta go with Sir Duke.
That's okay. A great one.
Justin, what's yours?
Jesus, Sir Duke's great. It would either be Superstition or Sign, Seal, Deliver.
Guess what? First of all, JT, you?
My favorite Stevie Wonder song?
Yep.
Isn't She Lovely?
Yay.
That's actually about his daughter.
Aww.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. There was another one I also loved too from him. My Sharia Moore. That one is so beautiful.
My favorite gotta be Signed, Sealed, Delivered. It's just such a fun opening song. The intro is great, and then the thought I'd say goodbye. Chandler cry, ooh, baby. Here I am.
Signed, Sealed, Delivered. I'm your home.
Oh, I just love it. It's just such a fun song.
Agree.
It is such a fun song.
Oh, what about For Once in My Life? I feel like that one's an underrated.
Yeah, but that song is ruined for me.
Wait, well, how?
The Joker.
Yes, that song ruined it. Like,
oh, no, there's other songs that were ruined because the Joker says my dad.
That's its own show. That's its own show.
Let's do it.
It's a review show.
Let's do it.
Okay, virtual high five. We're doing that.
Songs ruined because of the Joker and Joker 2.
Songs that were ruined because of Joker Apollo 2. Oh, God, I can't.
And Joker 1.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, Allie, you're in on this too.
I'm dragging Catherine into that one. She has opinions.
No, but when on my Pandora, when the Stevie Wonder version of For Once in My Life came on, it made me think of, guess whose voice I heard in my head?
Joaquin.
I heard Joaquin Phoenix's voice in my head.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, damn it, Joker, I follow you. You ruined this song for me. And yeah, but no, Stevie Wonder, Sign, Seal, Deliver is great. Superstition is awesome. He is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hey, he's on the phone right now. Okay, I'll tell them. All right, guess what Stevie called just to tell us?
What?
Say he loves us.
He just called to say he loves us.
Oh.
Well, what a giver. We love you.
I just called to say I love you.
Oh, wait. Hello? Okay. Yep. All right, I'll tell him. That was his lawyers. They're asking us to cease and desist on that.
Hey, it's what he called us.
Jesus.
Anyway, anyway, Stevie Wonder is. You know what's a good. You know what's a underrated Stevie Wonder song? Love in the Need of Today.
Ooh.
Pastime Paradise is a good one too.
Do 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 do. But,
I don't know if you guys ever heard that one, but it's actually really good.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's sampled on Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The riff is sampled, so yeah.
And I heard that Coolio was only able to use that song if he didn't swear at all.
I believe so, yes. So.
I think, is that it for Stevie?
I think that's it. Should we jump over back to how to explain this?
Go ahead.
He was in The Miracles, but should we talk about him?
Sure.
The Smokey Robinson. This, if Vinny was here, he'd be like, his album Gasms sucked. I cannot comment on it because I haven't heard it.
We love you, Vinny.
But that's a very sexual, very sexual promiscuous album. It's literally called Gasms. No joke. And you're at 82? How old is he? He's 84. I'm sorry. He'll be 85. He'll be 85 this month. February 19th is his birthday. He'll be 85. I was lucky enough to see him actually in 2022. He was a very fun show, very, very entertaining show. He told a lot of stories too in the show too, about how like Motown and how he was an executive producer, and he's like you had the Four Tops, the Temptations, and of course the Miracles. So it's funny, but yeah, no, he's one of the best to ever do it. Such a soulful voice too. His voice. He is, in many ways, like he's not the founder, but he's one of the voices of Motown for sure, hands down. You know, anyone disagree?
Do not disagree.
Exactly, that's what I thought. And by the way, if you're out there and you listen to Smokey Robinson music or soul music or Motown, definitely check if you can catch him live. He's a very, very entertaining show. He actually brought up two people on stage with him too when he was dancing too at the very end of the show to his song Cruisin'. You know, two beautiful women were on stage. I'm like, I'm dancing with Smokey Robinson. I'm like, oh my God, this is kind of weird. He was like stripping down too. It was a weird show. It was a great show nonetheless. On my birthday too, actually. On my birthday.
Yeah, remember that.
I saw
it. And you said something about him speaking. Go when you Spanish, it sounds seductive or something like that.
Oh, that's
oh my God.
He's like, anything sounds better with a Spanish accent. It's like tacos. Or like taquitos. He said that live and we're like, what the hell is going on here? It's like burritos, rolling the R's there too. It's like, oh,
okay, God. Smokey.
Smokey's a
little maybe. You should stop the Smokey,
Justin. So no, great show, great artist, one of the best to ever walk the earth. He'll be 785 later this month in February of 2025. Crazy, he'll be 85 years old. If you can catch him live, he's a great show just to go see too. Mm-hmm. Just saying. And don't listen to Gasms. It's not. Oh,
it's Vinny's favorite album.
It's our friend Vinny's favorite album of all time. More than Yes, the band Yes. So no, but it's literally called. It says it right here, guys. It's called Gasms. What the hell? Oh, I swear to God. Anyways, the king of Motown. Called Gasms. Anyways, I digress. No, but what's up?
He may be the king, but it's time for the rest of the court.
Talk to me. What do you got?
The Jacksons.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The Jackson 5. And they were like the last act to come out of the classic Motown era group, too.
Yeah. Yep. And you want to know something? And I just found this out the other night watching the Grammys. Tito Jackson died back in September.
Yeah, I did hear something about that.
R.I.P. I heard about this.
No, but the Jackson 5 were absolutely just
pioneers.
Very much so.
They looked like average Americans too, if you think about it.
Yeah, they grew up in Gary, Indiana. Mm.
Took on the world, man.
And their songs were absolutely timeless.
I want you back, ABC. I'll be there.
I want you back just past a billion streams on Spotify.
Ready or Not, which I found out is the basis for the Lauryn Hill version.
Yeah.
And you know what song is very underrated? It's the song called Blame It on the Boogie.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yes, that's a good one.
Also, how can we forget that? But there's a song that called "Dancing Machine." Have you guys ever heard this one by chance?
Yes.
Heard of that one.
Okay. Dancing Machine. Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5 10 years before. Put this in context for a second. 10 years before he did the moonwalk, he debuted the robot. 10 years, roughly, like within a decade later, he's like the biggest star in the world as a solo artist. But as the Jackson 5, he debuted the robot on a show called Soul Train. If you guys have never heard of it, if you out there have never heard of Soul Train, get on it and do your research. It was a fantastic show that broke a lot of artists. The Funkadelics, Al Green, Kool and the Gang.
Yep.
So many artists that are just that were lower, like kind of like lower level. Al Green.
Don Cornelius.
Just if you've never heard of Soul Train, just Google Soul Train guests and you'll say, oh my God, wait, the Funkadelics? The Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, like all these crazy artists over the years from the 70s.
And you want to know something with the Jackson 5, Berry Gordy, if you've watched the series Jackson's The American Dream.
I have not, but go on.
Berry Gordy was actually hesitant to sign them at first.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was. When they first told him that, but they're just kids. I don't like kid acts. And they said, he said, come on, Mr. Gordy, they're good. He goes, but we got to worry about child labor laws. And saying, listen, just give them 5 minutes of your time. He's like, fine, I'll give them 5 minutes.
5 minutes is all they needed?
Yeah, and they're playing for them. And then he walks, and then at the end, he goes, so what do you think, Mr. Gordy? He's saying, thank you, I'll let you know. And Joe Jackson looking nervous. And listen, I'm just going to say, I'm not going to get into details. Joe Jackson was an ass. But like what he did to Michael and the boys was
awful. Yeah.
And I think trying to justify what he did is absolutely gross. Ugh. But yeah, no, I don't like the, well, I was raised like that. I was spanked and I turned out fine. Shut up. Just shut up. But anyway. Joe Jackson's looking nervous, and Berry Gordy's assistant is like, I'll call you this afternoon. So they're like a couple feet away from the room, and Berry Gordy's assistant goes, so Mr. Gordy, what do you think? Going, sign them. Come on, let's hurry up. Sign them. I got some ideas. Let's go. Because Berry Gordy, because he said the because... And, you know, and even into Michael's solo career, Berry Gordy was like a father figure to him.
Yeah.
Berry Gordy was like a father figure to him. And there was actually a thing, like, later on in the career, this is actually something interesting, okay? It's a little small detail. Have you guys noticed that they went from the Jackson 5 to the Jacksons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Justin, would you like to take a crack?
Janet?
Actually, no. Because what happened was the Jackson 5 were leaving Motown and going to CBS Records.
Okay.
And Motown actually owned the rights to the name, the Jackson 5.
Okay.
Interesting.
So they basically said, you go to CBS Records and use our name, we'll sue you. And also a reason they left was because Joe Jackson and Berry Gordy constantly got into it. Yeah, Joe Jackson did not like Berry Gordy.
That's a very long going feud that they had.
And because, again, in that series, Jackson's The American Dream, Joe Jackson says, Berry Gordy's not going to stop until one of my boys call him daddy. And because the real thing is, Jermaine Jackson was actually married to Berry Gordy's daughter, to Berry Gordy's daughter for a short time. So that was something that really pissed Joe Jackson off. But no, the Jackson 5 were absolute just absolute American treasure. And that they launched the, they didn't launch the King of Pop. As Berry Gordy said in his eulogy at Michael Jackson's funeral, they launched the greatest entertainer to ever live. Those were Berry Gordy's words. Yeah. But anyway, you know, there is something we didn't cover with Motown. Hmm? We haven't covered the big, big gun.
Rockwell?
No. You know, JT, come on, you know.
The big, big, big one?
The big, big, big one.
Talk to me, but what do you got?
You know, never met a girl who makes it the way that you do. You're all right. Because I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Oh.
When it's cold outside, I got the month on that.
This was a wow. I saw them live twice.
I saw them one of the two times with you.
Yes, you did.
I wasn't with you, but I was there.
Yeah, you were in the same vicinity as me.
It was awesome. All right, so what's everyone's favorite Temptation song?
My Girl.
It's My Girl.
JT?
Talking about My Girl.
My girl. I'm going to break the mold. My Girl is only my second favorite Temptation song. I love the song, don't get me wrong. But my favorite, I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
Yeah, I love Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Ain't Too Proud to Beg is probably my favorite Temptation song.
Great song.
And what you can hear in Dave Ruffin's voice, you can hear sort of the pain that he is just begging this girl to take him back.
Yeah.
That he is begging this girl, just please take me back. And I'm not too proud to beg. You know what, gentlemen? Here's some advice for you. If she says no, listen, you guys had a good run. It unfortunately ended the way you didn't want it. But you know what? As much as I love the song, don't take Dave Ruffin's advice. Just move on. There's better past. There's better things ahead. Just move on. Don't sit there and beg her to get back together with you. That never works. Just go on. There's other fish in the sea. Next. But no, this song is, and Justin's frozen.
And we lost him.
That's all right. He'll be back in a second.
But no, you guys have anything to say about the Temptations?
No, I think they're a very iconic group. I think
Get Ready is great.
Mm-hmm.
The way you do the things you do.
The way you do the things you do.
Yeah. If the Temptations still tour, everyone, as Bill just mentioned, if you go see the Temptations now, they actually still like move the way they did before. Like they still put on a show, not just like I'm gonna just go on stage and sing. They perform a show for you. They dance. It's insane. Awesome.
And the songs are, and also Cloud Nine is great.
Oh yeah.
And also the song, and this is actually a very heartbreaking song, I Wish It Would Rain.
I love that song.
And it's, for those of you who don't know the history, look it up. But no, the songs are great. And let's just say they were not too proud to beg for more.
Yeah.
Justin's phone died.
Yes. We'll finish up the show now. That's okay.
You know what? There's actually one more thing I want to talk about.
What do you got?
Hey, does anyone have anything to say about the Temptations before I move on?
No, you did good, bud.
Now, you know, and this isn't necessarily a song, but it is something I think, or a group but I think it's something people that we should talk about.
What's that?
The Motown 25th anniversary special.
Mm.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen it.
The one with Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk?
Yeah, we'll get to him in a second, though. First of all, there was they brought everyone back.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Marvin Gaye back. They brought Marvin Gaye back, and he did a performance of What's Going On, and what really makes this sad, like what we were saying earlier, this was actually one of his last national performances.
That's
before
sad.
His death. Before his death. And but there was also not too many people talk about this. They talk about the big one, which we'll talk about in a bit. But there was actually a battle of the bands between the Temptations and the Four Tops. And what they did was, you know, they had everyone back together and what they did is they went back and forth with the song, they did back and forth with the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had the tour Temptations go, Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. And Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Forgot about that song. That song is great.
Yeah.
And then they switched to Get Ready. I Can't Help Myself, known as Shuku Pie Honey Bunch.
Yeah.
My Girl, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and I Can't Get Next to You.
Mm.
And it just went back and forth. If you guys haven't watched it, it's on YouTube. It is absolutely great. But we got to talk about the defining moment. And guess what that is?
The moonwalk.
Yeah. Well, before that, Berry Gordy went to Michael Jackson and said, hey, we want to do a Jackson 5 reunion. People want to see you and the brothers.
Oh.
You and your brothers. And he goes, oh, I've done enough touring. You know, can I just sit in the audience? And he goes, no, people want to see you guys back together. And he said, okay, I'll do it on one condition. I'll do the reunion with my brothers, but I want a solo spot.
Hmm.
And then, you know, they did I Want You Back, I'll Be There, and all that. And then the biggest moment, one of the biggest moments in music television history.
The moonwalk.
Doom, 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 doom. And Michael Jackson was coming off Thriller at this time.
When Thriller was doing well.
So Michael Jackson was on his way to being the biggest star on the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this was the, you know what? Because this was the moment that I would say Michael Jackson grew up. And what I mean by that is, you know, Thriller was doing very well at this point. But he was saying, you know, I'm not that cute little kid with the Jackson 5 anymore. I'm now me. This is what I am now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he was on his way to be the top superstar.
And he did it. It took like 10 seconds later. He's like, oh, yeah.
And listen, you can bash him about questionable decisions and all that, but
Yeah.
He became the biggest star on the face of the earth.
Yeah, he really did.
And you know what? And I think we all credit that to where him and everyone else here got their start, Motown.
Correct.
Motown, here are my final thoughts. Motown is an American institution.
It is.
Motown gave us great music, but also, okay, I know you're all tired of the social commentary by now, but Motown broke barriers.
It did.
Motown broke barriers. You know, as Berry Gordy had the idea of, you know, we're going to have African-American music, but we're going to make it so white folks can enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to just be the most successful black music executive. He wanted to be the most successful executive. And there is a thing that the Temptations talk about of how it broke barriers. They went down to play in the South, I want to say in 64, 65. And when they were playing, the crowd was segregated. And when they went back the next year, segregation was done. The ropes were gone. And he and Dr. Otis Williams reminisced that the rope was gone and black and white audience members were dancing together. And that's what Motown did. Motown broke walls. It broke barriers down. And that's why Berry Gordy is such a genius. And he just created an American music institution. You guys have any final thoughts?
No, I think that's it, buddy. I think you definitely hit the nail on the head there. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. Is that it, guys?
That's it.
And the wise words of Imagine Dragons.
Vinny's favorite band.
Vinny's favorite artist of all time. More than the band, yes. There's nothing left to say now. Hell yeah. We want to thank you for watching, listening, however you enjoy tonight. Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast about Black History Month with Motown, favorite songs and artists that we enjoy and love near and dear to our hearts. And I want to thank our esteemed panelists. Just Justin, unfortunately, had to go because his phone died. That's okay. But it's okay. Allie put in the effort tonight, and Bill, as always, put in the effort tonight as well. Bill, you have a sports something.
Check out the Sports Insanity podcast on the Sports Insanity Network. And don't forget to check out this Sunday. We will be doing our Super Bowl live stream starting at noon.
Yes, on the Sports Insanity Network. They do a fantastic job over there. I highly recommend them personally. Allie, thanks so much for jumping on again. I know it's been a little bit, but we're glad to have you back as always.
I know. I'll see you whenever I have the next day off.
Okay. Allie's been a workaholic lately, so yeah. But yeah, we're glad. You know, you're always – you're part of us. You're one of the team members, so we appreciate it. No worries. So, all right. But for all of us here at the Super View Show, everyone, stay safe.
Take care.
Take care. And –
be awesome.
Be awesome.
Be awesome.